your own backyard. In Singapore, population density and the government's focus on infrastructure have helped the city-state become perhaps the world leader in the deployment of fiber optic cable and interactive applications built on top of it. Broadband cable is a required utility, like water, gas, electricity, and telephone service. Virtually all public housing has been connected with cable, and Singapore officials estimate that more than 50% of all homes have PCs. Not all communities getting wired are urban centers. Parthenay, France, a town of 12,000 people, is one of four communities in three countries that have gone online as part of the European Imagine project, supported by the European Union and a partnership of cities and industry. Citizens are using the web in their day-to-day lives for such things as ordering bulk groceries. French families still come down to the market every Saturday, but now they bring a small basket and buy only specialty items, making the excursion more of a social activity. An online philosopher's cafe encourages thoughtful discussion, and every Wednesday cattle breeders have chat sessions to discuss issues of common concern. The goal of the three-year Imagine project is to pass on an integrated solution to another 30 European communities for deployment. How are we going to find the time to live a web lifestyle and join more communities? The web will make a lot of things more efficient than they used to be. You can quickly find out how much your used car is worth, plan a trip, or find out anything you need to know when you want to make a major purchase. These activities are easy on the web today. And people will probably trade some of the time they now spend reading the paper or watching TV for the information or entertainment they'll find on the web. A British study in 1998 showed that about 25% of the British adults who used the internet watched less television than they did before. Much of this program is about having all the information we want at our fingertips. Most people want to find the best price for a product or to be up to date on the important issues affecting their local or national communities. We've gotten by without this information because obtaining it has simply been too difficult. Without realizing it, we've been making do. The web lifestyle isn't about changing human nature or the fundamentals of how people live. Instead, the web lifestyle gives more people a chance to pursue their interests in a better way. For the consumer, the web lifestyle will have a positive impact. With the web as the world's biggest collection of shopping malls, consumers will have choices they didn't have before. They'll be able to find all the choices for goods they want and, in many cases, have them custom-made. They can have the final product delivered directly to their doors. The web produces a true consumer-centric world. Because consumers are demanding faster service, stronger relationships, and personalization, the web lifestyle will drive companies to develop a digital nervous system in order to keep pace with their markets. The web connects colleagues, friends, and families in new ways. Interest-based communities are forming with members from all over the world, and government has the potential to engage constituents more than ever before. By enabling people to shop, get news, meet each other, be entertained, and gossip in ways we're only now beginning to understand, the internet is becoming the town square for the global village of tomorrow. With a web lifestyle, people can throw off many of the limitations that have been around for so long that we almost take them for granted. The web lifestyle is not about adding complexity to already busy lives. As people embrace the web lifestyle, they'll eventually take it for granted, just as they do the electricity lifestyle they live today. Change the boundaries of business. A flow of digital information changes the way people and organizations work and the way commerce is conducted across organizational boundaries. Internet technologies also will change the boundaries of organizations of all sizes. In changing the boundaries, the web work style of using digital tools and processes enables both organizations and individuals to redefine their roles. A corporation can use the internet to work seamlessly with professionals such as lawyers and accountants who remain outside the corporate walls as consultants rather than as company employees. An important re-engineering principle is that companies should focus on their core competencies and outsource everything else. The Internet allows a company to focus far more than in the past by changing which employees work within the walls and which work outside in an adjunct, consulting, or partnering role. Our core competencies at Microsoft are creating high-volume software products, working with other software companies, and providing customer service and support. We outsource a number of functions that don't fall into these categories, from help desk technical support for our employees to the physical production of our software packages. The web work style makes it possible to deal better with unpredictable demand. Because you have an intense need for a skill and then you don't, for some areas you want flexible staffing to deal with peaks and valleys. The Internet means that more companies can take a studio approach to running major parts of their businesses. Big Hollywood studios have full-time employees to handle finance, marketing, and distribution, and other ongoing projects. But the creative side of the business, the full-time movie-making staff, isn't very big at all. When a movie concept is agreed upon, a director assembles a large group of people to create the film. When they're done, they disband. Everyone, from the director to the actors to the cinematographer to the key grip, goes on to other projects. Web technology makes it possible for many different kinds of projects to be structured as studio-type work. A project owner who wants to assemble a team can go online, describe the project, and find out who's available. People and organizations with the right skills can declare their interest, and the project owner can assemble a team quickly. People looking for work will find more opportunities for employment that meets their particular interests and requirements. If they have highly specialized skills, for example, or if they want to work only certain hours. The web can mediate the gathering of resources for a project a lot more efficiently than the "my people will call your people" approach can. Despite the emergence of new flexible boundaries, big companies won't deconstruct themselves into per-project production companies. Companies need to excel in consistent in-house execution of their core competencies. Big firms will continue to load balance that work as they always have. They'll just use technology to do it more efficiently. Every company will experiment to find its optimal size and organizational structure, though the dominant trend will be toward decreased overall size. Some employees and companies of any size are understandably nervous about the implications of the web work style. They assume that if their company chooses to restructure itself around web technologies, their jobs may disappear. Not so, unless restructuring is just a fancy term to mask layoffs. When a company downsizes, jobs are lost. When a company outsources, jobs move. The goal is not to eliminate work, but to move the responsibility to specialists outside. It's far more efficient for many companies, including Microsoft, to have an outside company handle installation and support for desktop machines, for example, because companies that specialize in such work can develop worldwide best practices, and because we can solicit competitive bids for the job. Employees who react to the prospect of outsourcing with fear are assuming that work belongs in the company and not out. As companies redefine themselves, some people will be dislocated. Despite the understandable anxiety, employees should also look at boundary changes as opportunities to define their jobs the way they want them and to work for an organization of the size and personality they prefer. Or they can even use this sea change as a chance to start their own business. Not too long ago, one person who had been a freelance writer watched Microsoft outsource more and more writing assignments and recognized an opportunity. Today, this person has a tidy business managing a dozen or so freelance writers, and Microsoft staff now spend their time specifying the work to be done instead of trying to manage the writing process for a bunch of different people. By and large, the changes in organizational structure will empower good employees. The web work style is particularly well suited to lawyers, accountants, engineers, and doctors who usually work independently or in small teams. One of the reasons professionals have traditionally organized themselves into firms is to deal with fluctuations.